Democrats in the Hawaii State House continue to wage war on the rights of the free people of the Aloha State. They're on the hard march to ban the sale of ammunition to anyone under 21. It's totally unironic that the hypocrites in blue lobby to give 16-year-olds the right to vote, but actively want to strip 18 to 20-year-olds of the ability to express their right to be secure. And our 2A for Today Modern Militiaman Spotlight is focused on Bay City, Michigan, where our 2A for Today Modern Militiaman left a pipe-wielding home invader with multiple gunshot wounds. The thief came to steal, but our hero gave him a free trip to the emergency room. Welcome to 2A for Today. My name is Zoe. Democrats in the Hawaii State House continue to wage war on the rights of the free people of the Aloha State. April Fools, well, more like Groundhog Day in Hawaii.
Well, it's Groundhog Day. Again?
Seems like every time we turn around, gun rights advocates on the island paradise have to fend off an assault led by the fools that they allow to govern them. This time, the Democrat supermajority want to fast-track a law that prohibits the sale of ammunition to anyone under the age of 21. According to Chris Eager at Guns.com, the policy would require retailers to check the government-issued ID of purchasers to verify age, but also makes it a crime for adults under 21 to own, possess, or control ammunition. This means retailers and distributors could be criminally charged should they make a sale to those under 21. Fortunately, gun rights advocates have an ally at the Hawaii Office of the Public Defender. The state public defender John Ikenaga's office noted that Section 3 creates a new felony offense for anyone under 21 years old in possession or control of a firearm. This means that young people are categorically banned from carrying firearms for self-defense purposes. This ban runs afoul with the Supreme Court's decision about the Second Amendment, making it ripe for a challenge by the defense bar if prosecutors intend on using the statute on gun activists in the civil arena. Again, I am no proponent of the incorporation doctrine. However, the SCOTUS has clarified several definitions, the historical context, and how common use should inform interpreting the law, not only in the U.S. Constitution, but as it relates to the clause found in almost every state's constitution. We can't be so foolish that we think it wise to have every state, Tom, Dick, and Harry redefine terms and words that are deeply rooted in American tradition as they see fit, only so that they can pervert justice and trespass rights that they're duty-bound to secure. Hawaiians are no longer living in a free state. They're living in a state with legislators and judges that are free of common sense. And our 2A for Today Modern Militiaman Spotlight is focused on Bay City, Michigan. April showers bring May flowers, but in Michigan earlier this month, a local home invader was almost pushing up daisies. A man carrying a pipe broke into our 2A for Today Modern Militiaman's home late in the afternoon. Fortunately, our hero was armed, and when the thief got inside the residence, he was met with two shots in his torso. Police arrived and found the man lying outside the home with multiple gunshot wounds. According to ABC 12 News, he was listed in serious but stable condition. Listen, you guys, stay safe out there. When you have 9 to 11 seconds, the police are 9 to 11 minutes away. 911 likely won't save you, your family, friends, or your neighbors. However, with a 1911, you can send a projectile 911 feet per second and live to give the police report. That concludes our program. My name is Zoe. Thank you for watching. 2A for Today.
They say I'm part of a global plan. I don't think so. It's too hot, it's too cold. You know what? The weather changes.
Here's the news, Dad.
Nope. It's hard to tell what's real and what's fake these days.
Ditch the fake news and always get the truth. Go to thenewamerican.com.